Passport to Texas Legacies from Texas Parks and Wildlife. John Arnes, a Round Mountain nature guide, tells about the rarity and value of silence amid the din of modern life.
One day it dawned on me years ago, I was about 10 years old, I heard silence for the first time. All of a sudden I'm in New Mexico and it's silent. And I go, oh, that's silence I'm hearing. You know, it's ringing, it's so quiet. And I realized that, you know, most of my students on the preserve have never heard silence. So we have three different stops to where we just stop and listen. You know, and I say, this is the deal. You get up in the morning and the alarm clock goes off. Your mom comes in and yells at you because you didn't get up. You go in the kitchen and the TV's going. So you go to your favorite park on the weekend, you got your little picnic basket, and this guy has a CD that's playing. These people are laughing, and you wonder how on earth a dog can bark all day. And how often do you get to hear just the silence? And to be honest with you, outside of one day in my whole life, I've heard exterior noises. And that day was the first day in New Mexico, and I'm sitting there going, that's silence, isn't it?
Our show is produced in cooperation with the Conservation History Association of Texas. Visit them at texaslegacy.org. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.
Within the sound of silence.